Hi, welcome to PB&J Podcast. There will be some triggers today. Like normal. Probably cannibalism, maybe some murder. Well, definitely some murder. Keep watch of that. I don't really know the rest of them. I haven't heard the case yet. Just like you! Ha ha ha. Anyways.
Oh no!
Hola?
Hola, ¿cómo es?
Hola, Dora.
Is me? Huh?
Hey, I can't have a conversation.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
let me
I
guess you failed Spanish. I'm kidding. That was true.
No, I haven't.
So far.
Right?
What?
I didn't do it in middle school. My brain was not fully there for that. Still not.
Yeah. Anyways, let's go.
Let's go. So, how are you doing, even though we've done this already?
I'm very tired.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I feel that it is necessary to point out that me, Jocelyn Corbett, was in the intro. Because I didn't say my name, I don't think.
We can...
Yeah. I'm not making that. I mean, like, I made the one that followed up after meows, but that was animal. I'm nothing wrong with being a furry.
Don't start that. Don't start that.
I'm just not trying to offend anybody.
Wait, keep them entertained for 1 second.
There's nothing wrong with being a furry. However, if you are very bold, and I like that. That's awesome. I, however, am not. I'm. Yeah, no. Stop talking about furries. But you are bold. You are bold, and that's a good thing. You know. I'm just kind of rambling. And I have a dog named Violet. And my dog's, like, really fat. And then Louie's really skinny. He's actually, like, 10 pounds, maybe. Well, I guess maybe that's not skinny for a cat. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, hi! How long have you been there?
I got here about when you started talking about how fat your dog was.
We were having a conversation about how furries are very bold. And how I can appreciate that they are bold. But I'm not a furry.
No offense. But that's kind of terrifying. One of my biggest fears.
Furries?
Yeah!
There's much more to be scared of. Like, you know, getting murdered or eaten. Or really any other thing.
What? I'm sorry. It scares me. When I went to Food Lion Math Night, the Food Lion mascot, guy in the lion costume.
Okay, understandable. Anyways, let's continue so we don't step on any toes. Is that the right wording?
Listener.
Anyways, because Brianna feels uncomfortable saying penis, the word we will be using for that today is going to be junk. Because she can use a logical term.
Well, technically, you could get a lot more technical.
No, that's as technical as it gets. Penis.
In my I put the pee-pee.
Nope. We're gonna go with junk, because pee-pee sounds like we are three-year-old boys. Or girls, because you know what? Girls call it pee-pee too, don't they?
Oh yeah, I mean, what else are you gonna say?
It's not the right terminology. You shouldn't be teaching people the wrong terminology, because then when like something happens, they're not gonna know what is being talked about. Like if they get like, you know,
to this should be old enough to know correct terminology.
That's why we can use correct terminology.
But I don't know. We had a 30-minute conversation about this the other day, and through text.
Oh yeah. In PP, and then I said just use junk because junk sounds like that's a more well that adults use, and you know we're not 10-year-old children, so.
But PP's are fun.
PP is that just sounds like you're a 3-year-old boy. Anyways, we've had a 5-minute conversation. Let's go.
Half of that I wasn't even here for. I don't know what.
It was just me talking about furries. They're just very bold. And I
respect.
I'm very glad.
But I'm most definitely not a furry.
Let's continue.
Okay. I would just like to point out again.
Let's get into the comments. Did you do the warnings?
Yeah. Maybe murder. But there's definitely murder, so.
Yep,
oh, yeah. There's descriptions if you, like, really want to go in depth, but.
We'll go into depth later. So, also, this is a German case, so I might pronounce some things wrong, so,
It's sorry. Okay, because I'm not even. Today I do not have the energy. I have
usually I do pretty good. I actually sit there and listen to the things over and over to get it right and spell out like how to pronounce it. But if it's come from another country, it is a little difficult.
Yeah. All right. We should probably get going. Conversation.
So today we're talking about the. Do you want to say it? The Hotzenberg.
Hotzenberg.
Thank you. Oh, that cannibal.
The Hotzenberg. Say it right. It's hard to say when I'm, like, this tired. Hotzenberg. I'm saying it the closest I can get it. Let's.
Cannibal. Arnon. Armin. Mives.
Are you sure it's not Arnon?
I don't freaking know.
Anyways, continue.
I don't even care enough. Okay, so Armin was born on December 1st, 1961 in Germany. His childhood was quite lonely, and his dad never showed much interest in Armin, and his dad actually left when he was 8. So
That's depressing.
What?
That's depressing.
Yeah, it is very depressing. So it was now just Armin and his overbearing mother.
Overbearing rich mother.
So, I want to clarify, he created a fictitious, because you kept getting that wrong earlier.
Fictitious, anybody who doesn't know English, well, you know English, but you know what I mean, who doesn't know that word.
So, he created a fictitious.
Because you don't study the English dictionary, because same, I didn't know the word, I'm tired. I actually did know that word. Anyways, I'm sorry.
He created a fictitious brother named Frankie, which keep that in mind for later.
Yeah, Frankie's creepy.
Who listened to what he said, unlike his mother. His mother was distant, and there isn't much known about his parents' childhood.
Obviously liked his mother, because later instances.
Later instances. Okay, so. That makes it sound weird, like, really bad.
He didn't eat his mom.
That we know of. I'm just kidding.
That's a good point.
I mean, I don't think he did, but I mean, well, we'll never know. It was so funny. One day, Jackson was, when he was quizzing me about serial killers for some reason, and I was like, hey, do you even know any of them? He was like, yeah, LeBron James.
What?
I was like, I mean, hey, maybe, I don't know. I don't think
that
so.
That man is so nice. I mean, I've never met him, but the only thing I've ever heard about him is he's nice, so.
I'd say he's not, but I mean, hey, anyone could be. But I'm going to say he isn't.
Nice.
Let's continue. So, James? LeBron James.
What?
No, anyone could be a killer, but I mean, I don't think he is.
Okay, continue. We're going to get sued.
His earliest interest in cannibalism was from a fairy tale he read as a child, Hansel and Gretel.
Where they, like, the lady eats them, right? Like, she cooks them in the oven.
Yeah, pretty much everyone knows the story, but if you don't, then the story, Hansel is fattened up to be eaten by the evil witch.
And in some cases...
Yeah. Depends on the version you read.
Yeah, I tried to run away. Because, you know, my grandma. I love my grandma.
German stories don't have any chill. There's this one story where a little boy wouldn't stop sucking on his thumb, so they literally cut it off.
All right, let's continue, because we have 20 minutes.
Where was I? Around age 12, Armin began fantasizing about eating his friends.
That's not continuing.
So part of the reason was he wanted a part of them to stay with him forever, so they wouldn't leave him.
Okay, that's kind of sweet and sick at the same time, and not in a good way.
It's very similar to Jeffrey Dahmer. Reasoning. He wanted the people he killed to stay with
Jeffrey
him.
Jeffrey Dahmer ate people?
Who?
Jeffrey Dahmer ate people.
Oh, yeah, he ate people.
Oh.
Jeffrey cool. Dahmer was...
Not cool. Sorry.
So, yeah. That was Jeffrey Dahmer's reasoning as well. So, in 1999, when Armin was 38, man, I don't even have to look in my notes anymore. I have the story memorized.
Yeah.
Oh, I dropped my chocolate!
Continue.
So, when Armin was 38, he was living with his mom. He had briefly moved out and had a job, but he ended up moving back in with his mom. So, in 1999, his mom passed away, leaving Armin alone. The very large home. The house is 30.
A mansion.
Yeah.
Or, no, a mega mansion, if you may.
So, he made a shrine for his mother with a plastic mannequin he would put to bed every night.
Are you sure it was plastic?
Yes.
Just making sure. Some people are weird.
I grew up to kill people. So, he had this one friend that said in the documentary they made that even after she heard what he did, he would still let him watch her children.
See, this girl said, you can eat me if you like. Like, what?
What little kid says that?
I don't know.
I feel like there's a kid out there that probably said that.
Do you want to eat me?
Or like
he says, like, can I eat you? And they're,
yeah! Okay. This goes to show that he was trustworthy, you know?
Was he?
His neighbor said he was a respectable neighbor, mowed his lawn regularly, worked on his car, even offered to have them over for dinner all the time, which I wouldn't go to his house for dinner.
Yeah, my goodness.
Yeah, that don't sound too nice.
No.
So anyway. So, he wasn't dating or anything. He was around 40. So he began getting into chat rooms, talking to people with similar ideas on cannibalism. And most of them kind of had the same, like, childhood, you know, like, didn't get the attention they need.
So is an absent dad just like, oh, you're gonna be a cannibal?
No, it's more that they needed the attention and they never got that, you know what I mean?
So they
shared how they would like to kill and eat people, which I have to point out. I tried to type how, but I accidentally typed ho, and I'm not fixing it because it's freaking hilarious. Let's continue. So they shared how they would like someone to offer their body for them to eat, which is just like
what the kid was like, where they were like, "Do you want to be eaten?" And the kid, "I want to be eaten alive." Do you think you would just?
I want to.
Like, how does this work?
I don't know. Like, I want to be that. I want to be like. Sure.
Do they have to come to you and say? Or like, you could just ask, and if they were like, "Yeah," what if they were like, "In," and we're like, "Yeah, sure, man."
Man, I want to be like that dude in that story.
What?
I want to be like that dude in that story. You know, the one that got eaten by a witch.
Yeah.
So, in early 2001, Armin began looking for a willing participant to eat, which is just so scary to say that line. Oh my god. So he posted on a website called the Cannibal Cafe, which literally, I was trying to type in this case, and the first thing that website that came up was the Cannibal Cafe. I was like, oh, I'm not going there.
Yeah.
So he used the nickname Frankie on the site, which, if you remember, is the name of his imaginary brother.
It's his brother. So, well, not his actual brother, but like.
He got several responses. The first was from a man who said, this is just, oh my god, I can't. I want you to pick me up in a cattle truck, and I want you to slaughter me like a pig. What an interesting request.
What? What?
Did you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, hey. Okay, you do you. Not my cup of tea, but okay. they agreed to meet up. This guy takes a train to meet Armin. They went back to his house, where Armin proceeded to tie him up. And, you know, things got a little heated. and when it came time to kill him, the man backed out, and Armin respected his wishes. And they wound up, and I quote, "fooling around, drinking some beers, and eating pizza."
So it was just like a normal little hookup, but...
Basically.
The... Almost murder.
Yeah. So anyway. This is, oh my god, I can't. I literally wrote in my notes. Oh my god. So the next man was an Italian man who had such an insane request that even Armin didn't agree. Would we agree on junk? Okay.
Yes, junk. Actually, I just said peace, but...
So, he wanted to have his junk burned by a flamethrower. I just can't get over that.
What possesses you to want a flamethrower to, like, you know, there's so many.
I know, I'm just like, dude, that's a little extreme, but okay. He wants to be hammered down to a table with nails and pins and whipped to death.
That's not just concerning.
That sounds like the worst way to go, man.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun.
No. So, eventually he finds his perfect match. So, it is now March of 2001, and Armin finds an ad on the Cannibal Cafe website for a man who wrote, "Your dinner." So,
just like, just a normal, like, conversation.
Can I eat you?
Yeah, sure.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
So, this guy's name was Bernd Jorgen Armando Brands. If I'm saying that wrong, I don't care.
I'm pretty sure yes, but it's fine.
I'm not trying to disrespect the dead or anything, but I don't care. So.
Okay.
Bernd was successful in life. He had a long relationship with his ex-girlfriend. He seemed normal. He had also had a rough past.
He seemed normal. He just wanted to, you know.
Bean.
Yeah.
So normal. So, he had also had a pretty rough past. He lost his mom at a young age to suicide. And his dad wasn't emotionally present.
That sucks a duck.
He seemed to have a similar lack of childhood attention like Armin did. So, they messaged for a while and agreed to meet up. So Bernd took a train to meet Armin, Armin said he was nervous and excited, kind of like meeting up with a date for the first time, which I cannot even begin to compare the two. Just like, huh, you know? Just, I can't.
Yeah.
I think that's a different type of nervousness. But okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
So, they go back to Armin's house and hang out for a while while filming the whole process. So they go up to one of the rooms, you know, do some stuff.
Some stuff.
Burn just told Armin he wasn't sure he'd be able to rip off his own flesh, and he didn't think Yeah. So he decided to leave, and he began to head back home to Berlin.
His flesh?
Yeah.
His own body?
I'm actually curious. You'd have to, cut into it first, right?
I don't know. Why does he want to rip his flesh off?
Because he didn't think Armin could do it. So he thought he'd be the one doing it, which I would never, excuse me. You want to eat me? You're going to do all the work?
I don't want to do the work if I'm about to be killed and eaten.
Yeah, no. That's your problem.
Exactly. So,
eventually, the two talk again and rediscuss the whole ordeal. So, Vern gets on another train and goes up to see Armin. You know, a little reunion. So, the two head to the pharmacy. They got sleeping pills and cough syrup. And then they go back to Armin's home. Which, honestly, the thing they're at the pharmacy, I really don't even know how it plays into the story.
Was it to, sometimes it things you can, hallucinate or something? And you can, whatever.
Yeah.
Or, it can make you overdose. So maybe he was trying to overdose so he'd be less in pain. Or give, another effect. They could have a drug.
Yeah, but I don't see it happen anywhere in here, which is really weird.
Well, you wouldn't... I mean, did they find any remains of the other...
I don't know. It's hard to say. I have used it.
You can't just, tell that, you have to have, the person's body, because,
that's
you know, you
true,
can test
it's
them.
Also digested.
Yes.
I don't know. They might use it, might not. I don't know. Maybe it was your everyday shopping trip. I don't know. They go up to a room which has been since called the slaughter room. A love
name.
I know.
Sounds perfect.
So, date
for the two guys.
Little datey date?
Little datey date.
Well, this is
weren't
not
they
my
both gay?
Well, yeah, they're gay, but this is not my ideal date.
Yeah, little datey date. Just with a little murder twist.
So, there's a table, chairs, a bench, and a meat hook hanging from the ceiling.
That's that.
So, a little fun fact for the meat hook. Nico Klo, which is another cannibal that we talked about, is actually...
Klaus.
I was thinking it pronounced Klo. I don't know.
It's okay. I don't know why I think it's Klaus, but I don't know.
So, I follow him on Instagram. You should totally follow him. His artwork's pretty cool.
Yeah, the dude I follow. So, there's a dude I followed the other day today, and then from that, associated with it, followed me.
You're gonna have to tell me the story later.
Yeah, I probably should.
Yeah. So, anyway.
It wasn't a serial. I'm not that crazy.
I know what
kidding,
it is.
Kidding.
So
not really, kinda. Maybe
it's one film that happened. So it which is very important for the trial. So
man, okay, if he wanted to die, can if he wanted to,
I know, we'll get into it later, but it is a very difficult situation, and literally, I sound like a 3-year-old. I literally actually wrote beep beep in my notes.
Yeah, well,
it's more fun to say. It is. So,
okay.
Armin, which I don't know what's up with these dudes in this, but I mean, hey, I don't know. But he tells him he wants him to cut his junk off. That's what we determined. Yeah.
Just bye. Bye-bye. I don't need you. It's not like I'll bleed out without a cauterize. Goddamn. Without getting it cauterized or, like, anything like that.
Anyway.
It's okay.
He puts it on the table. Armin gets a knife. And literally, the burn is actually,
one of those big sushi knives, just like a squid, like, pow!
Oh, I want a sushi knife. Because we make sushi. That's why.
It's just one of those really big knives that are, like, flat.
Yeah. They're scary.
They're kind of cool looking. We have one.
Yeah, we have one, and they were using it to cut fish once, and a guy we know literally cut, like, not the entire tip of his finger off, but, like the skin on the top.
Not the entire tip, unlike somebody else.
Ew.
The entire tip. Do you not get that?
That was so great. That was so great. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Don't apologize. That was the best thing I ever heard. Okay.
Oh my.
So, Vern had this planned. You know, he wanted this to happen. He even offered Armin money and computers. You know, anything he wanted to do this, which is just so weird, but okay.
So, like, this was, like, an assisted suicide, basically.
Yeah. So, Armin attempts to cut it off, but the knife is too dull, so he goes down to the kitchen to get another one, and this time, you know, it works. So, according to Armin, Burn screamed for about 20 to 30 seconds, and then he said he needed to sit down, and he started to go black, because, you know, he's bleeding out. And he's out.
Okay, I can't tell. Okay, so we're getting a pizza delivered. I can't tell if the dude's, like, really hot or really old.
Don't you just hate when that happens?
I'm gonna interrupt you really quick. Yesterday, somebody told me my type was old beefy guys. They looked at me and they went, "Your type is old beefy guys." I was like, I mean, thanks. You're not completely wrong, but, like, come on. You didn't have to expose me in front of everyone like that.
So, get back.
Actually, two people told me that. One guy used beat. One guy. I don't know what I'm saying. Continue.
So, Brand actually enjoyed this, which is just so...
Oh, I love getting my dick cut off.
What happened to family friendly?
Yeah. What?
We don't do that here. We try. Doesn't always work. So.
Oh god, I just realized what I said.
Yeah.
Scrumptilly, I'm just getting my dick cut off. That dick part isn't what I'm concerned about. The other part's what I'm concerned about.
Okay. Actually, like, enjoyed watching the blood go everywhere. Burned enjoyed watching the blood go everywhere, and he kept saying over and over, it didn't hurt anymore.
It doesn't hurt anymore. My penis doesn't hurt anymore. It's not bleeding.
It's not there. I wonder why.
What?
You just said it doesn't hurt anymore because it's not there. So anyway.
Doesn't matter. The nerves are still, like, still hurt. I think. I don't know. I don't have a dick. I've never had it cut off.
Okay. So, this is the most disgusting part. I literally can't. So, he told Armin to cut it in half so they could eat it together.
just like a plow, you know?
So... Armin does that, exactly. He cuts it in half, brings it to the kitchen, prepares it with salt, pepper, wine, and garlic. But as soon as he puts it on the frying
pan. Ooh, delicious.
As soon as he puts it on the frying pan, it shriveled up because it was fresh flesh. It was too, the flesh was too fresh.
Fresh flesh. That sounds like a band name, like a really bad band name.
Bro.
Hey, we're Fresh Flesh, and we're here to sing Guts Galore.
Oh my god, if I ever have a band, I'm doing that.
Oh.
So Armin brought it upstairs so they could attempt to eat it, but it was too chewy, so it didn't happen. So that's over now.
That's done.
Yeah.
That's dead.
So Armin helps Bern get into a bathtub upstairs, and blood is just going everywhere at this point, because I mean,
he's bleeding out, you know?
Yeah, it's not going great. So Armin would go in and check on him sometimes, and Bern would also call for him sometimes. Bern was also super excited. He was excited. He was bathing in his own blood. Which is, oh my god, what is wrong with him?
That's just, that's yucky. I don't like it's that. Like,
I don't do blood. So anyway, while Armin wasn't in the bathroom, he was in his room reading a Star Trek book.
Just, you know, some casual Star Trek while, you know, killing a friend. Well, a lover, may I say.
A lover.
A lover whose dick I ate. Oh my god!
No, they tried. It didn't work.
You did.
I didn't hear you properly, so.
I said a lover whose penis he ate.
Well.
You don't get it, do you?
In more ways than one.
Yeah!
You.
Did you say you hate me?
No, I said in more ways than one.
I thought you said you hate me. I was like, no. That's not the first time I've heard that. I'm kidding. Oh my god, I'm gonna stop, I promise.
So, Armin, I already read that. Bern eventually passed out and kept going in and out of consciousness, so Armin put him on the table. So at 2 a.m., Armin hears Bern mumbling something about going upstairs. So Armin takes him to a room where Bern passes out on the floor. And he can barely keep conscious, you know, from the blood loss.
Yeah, well, your dick's kind of chopped off.
Not there no more. So, hey, I thought that was the correct analogy.
What?
We're being family-friendly, Jocelyn.
What did I say?
You said a bad word.
Oh. Okay, so I can say penis, but I cannot say dick. Oh, crap.
Because I'm trying to be a nice, respectable person. So Armin begins praying with him, and then he takes a knife and cuts his throat.
Okay.
He did not enjoy killing him. You know, this was, he literally said that, you know, he didn't enjoy killing him. It wasn't part of his fantasy. He just wanted to eat a person.
Couldn't he have just, like, you know, maybe done a little surgery?
I don't know.
Chopped a butt cheek up or something, because that has a lot of muscle in it. Or, like, yeah, it has a lot of muscle. This sounds bad, but it does have a lot of muscle. Or, like, maybe a back of, like, a thigh or, like a chopped a leg off and, like, you know, not killed him.
Yeah, there's this one dude that killed his girlfriend and then cooked her thighs in macaroni salad.
That sounds nasty.
Yeah.
So anyways, is this the end, or are we still trekking along?
We got a little while. We're almost done, though. So anyway, Armin knew, you know, he was suffering, so he put him out of his misery. Armin decapitated him and hung him from the meat hook.
Wow.
So he watched and asked many people how to do this. He removed the organs, and cut him in half. He washed his body parts and put them in a freezer in his garage. So, fun fact here, Nika Clone also owns this freezer that the body was stored in now, okay?
I think that's a little scary, man. Nico, oh, baby.
This is his favorite.
Can we not? I mean, I know you. Nico, did he murder anybody?
Nico, yeah.
Oh, and he's not in prison?
Oh, he was. He already served his time.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, Nico. I mean, I know you like people. I understand. Actually, no, I don't understand. But why are we wasting our money on...
No, he didn't pay for it.
Oh.
It was outside of his house getting all rusty, so he took it.
Oh, okay, Nico, now I understand.
So...
All right, I got you.
Nico also had a fork from Armin's house that he actually gave to Jake Weber, which is one of my favorite YouTubers. That, you know, Armin most likely ate burned with.
Well, I mean, well, that's good. No, it's not.
So, Armin put a false bottom in the freezer to hide the meat. He put regular meat over top of it. Over the next few months, he ate the meat. He ate up to 50 pounds of human flesh.
Oh, so he didn't eat the whole body. Okay, so yeah, they would have been able to tell what was in the system beforehand.
So, he said the first bite was strange and it tasted like pork.
What?
So, Armin began searching the web for another victim. He started talking to a student from Austria. And so this kid...
I'm from Austria. Well...
You're not from
Austria. I'm not. But my family is.
So... I called him a kid, but he's not actually a kid. You know what I mean?
If he's over 18, he's an adult.
But he's young. He's a student.
A young student. A young scholar.
I'm assuming he's a student in college.
We can just say a young scholar.
So yeah, he asked Armin if he had done this before and if he has eaten a person before. And, you know, Armin tells him, you know, he has some experience. So, this kid actually told the police.
Okay, but he's eaten human?
Yeah. So, okay. I like how I literally wanted him to eat him, but he's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna report you to the police.
Yeah, maybe he wanted to eat the dude. Maybe he wanted to eat Armand.
I don't know. So, the police arrived at his house in December of 2002. Which is actually, I mean, yeah, it's a while ago, but it's not too long ago.
No, it's 20 years ago. I mean, it's a while, but not that bad.
Yeah, it's still fairly recent.
Yeah.
It's just kind of creepy to think about. So, they confiscated his video camera, an axe, a butcher's knife, an apron he wore while killing Bernd, and his computers. Called his lawyer, who agreed to represent him regardless of the reason, which I find really, really interesting. That was actually so funny. Well, not funny, but you know what I mean. So
yeah.
In the documentary, they interviewed Armin's lawyer, and the lawyer said, you know, Armin called him up, was like, hey, can you represent me? I was like, yeah, sure. And Armin was like, even if I killed a guy, I'm not saying it's exact, but you know, close enough. So anyway, the lawyer was like, yeah, sure. What'd you do with the body? Put it in a freezer? And I was like,
oh, damn.
Yeah. I mean, not wrong.
Well, at least he wasn't lying.
Yeah. So, word started to spread, and the press went nuts. You know, no pun intended there. But, so funny. Anyway. So, understandably, they went crazy. I mean, you know, hear about this dude eating a person. Kind of interesting. So, in Germany at the time, cannibalism was not illegal because it wasn't really an issue.
Yeah, well, you know.
But it still probably should have been illegal. So,
yeah.
At trial, he was only charged for public disobedience and was given 8.5 years. The tape showed Bernd asking for this. So, at a retrial, Armin was charged with murder, the jury had to watch the videos, but they were only shown 19 minutes of the footage. Most of the people that were forced to watch this required therapy afterwards.
Please tell me this is not, like, on the internet.
No, 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 you cannot watch
okay.
it.
Okay, because no. I was about to be like, wait, what?
I mean, I don't, I think it's been, like, destroyed or, like.
I hope so.
Like, it's either been destroyed or, like, you know, like, the FBI or something has it. But, I mean.
Honestly, it that's, like, I don't know.
What if it's, like, it, what if it's, like, on the dark web?
I
don't think it's.
That's disturbing if it is. And that's disrespectful to not only the, like, person, whatever his name was, but also to his family. That's just, that's not right at all. No.
So, Armin was sentenced to life in prison on May 10th, 2006, which is when we're filming this, next Tuesday.
that's all right.
2006, that's a little interesting. That's the year before I was born.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not that long ago.
No. young child who is way too intertwined in.
What?
Nothing. All right. Thank you, guys.
I'm done.
Oh.
He is still in prison to this day. This is a very tricky case because, you know, Byrne did this. And Armin didn't want to kill him. He just wanted to eat someone, which is, you know, not great. But so really, yeah. This did suicide. I mean, Byrne, you know, if someone keeps begging you to do something, eventually most people will give in, you know?
Yeah.
And so, like, there's this other case I want to cover at some point that this girl kept asking this guy over and over and over to kill her, and eventually, you know, he gave in because, you know, you keep hearing this.
Yeah. So, anyways, Brianna is much too young to know this information, and that's where we're gonna leave off.
I'm not done. Bro.
That is not where we're going to leave off.
No, it is not, because I wasn't done.
Oops.
In my opinion, I do think he should have spent time in prison because, you know, he did kill a guy, but...
Oh, yeah, but it was assisted suicide. That just seems like assisted suicide. I
think he should have, you know, spent less time. So, the most ironic thing and the most funniest thing, in my opinion...
Well, prison is to keep dangerous people...
Yeah.
Technically, if you're going around eating people, that could be viewed as dangerous.
Dangerous. Because he was trying to find another person, though.
Yeah, so it really just depends on your ethics. Ethics?
And also, so this is actually just hilarious, in my opinion. So while Armin was in prison, you know what? He became a vegan. A vegetarian. Sorry.
A vegan or a vegetarian? Because those are very different things.
Vegetarian, sorry.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, well. So he gave up eating meat.
Huh. All right. Well, is this where we're gonna leave off?
Yes. Now I am done.
Okay. Now I can say.
Wait, I'm not.
Brianna.
Done. Oh. I'm not done. Okay, so, a rundown of this month. I'm so excited. So we have two cases in between, which actually not next week, but the week after. That story also has a tie-in with Nico Klo. And our final episode of this month is going to be something everyone should know, but it's something I'm really excited about. It's a big case.
Dahmer?
Shush!
Oh.
Spoiled it!
Sorry. Anyways. Now I can happily say, Brianna. You are much too young to know this information. Thank you. Goodbye.
I'm not.